Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be 7 after the hour. Here's what you need to know about what's going on around the corner, or up the street, around the state. Here's what, well, the stuff's going on around the world. Pretty exciting, too. Although I think most of the time we hear on the Doug Stephan Good Day program focus on what's going on in America, because that seems to be what the interest level, the focus on things here at home, is what piques most people's interest, and that's what we're interested in talking about. What you're interested in talking about or hearing us talk about. The program is brought to you in part by a grant from the Second Amendment of the United... No, the First Amendment. The Second Amendment is about guns, right? First Amendment is about freedom of speech. And what's the Third Amendment about? That's the question. We always know about First and Second Amendment. You hear that? Yeah, the Second Amendment. What's the Third Amendment?
Anybody? The Third Amendment?
Yeah.
No soldier shall in time of peace be quarantined in any house without his consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but any manner to be prescribed by law.
Wow. I'm impressed. What's the Fourth Amendment? This is a quiz.
The Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, what's the
Everything
Fourth Amendment?
Everything is memorized. The Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures.
Okay, that's an important one, too. All right, good. So we've got it now for everybody to hold on to it, have a good memory like Jay does, and you're all set. You'll win with a good memory and also with the ability to think things through. So the question now comes as to what does it mean? This is what all the political stations are talking about today, about Liz Cheney, the Wyoming House race, and who the heck is Harriet Hageman? Is it Hageman or Hageman? H-A-G-E-M-A-N, Hageman, I think.
I believe it's Hageman, but also I am now learning that I've mispronounced everything, so that's fun.
Congratulations. That's good. Give somebody, there's very little to complain about with regard to you, so that people listen, she didn't pronounce that right. What's the story with you? So anyway, Liz Cheney was defeated. I think it was pretty well expected, although I didn't know that Wyoming was that much in bed or in love with former President Trump, but apparently they are. And so I guess I'm picking out bits and pieces of stuff from my point of view. I happen to think that Liz Cheney is someone to be reckoned with, and I don't think that this is going to stop her political career at all, or her visibility. No, there's no way that it's going to stop her visibility. And the whole business about this Trump stuff and the election, some people call it an election lie. I don't like the word lie. Misinformation. But, you know, this is how people are confused. Because some folks, a lot of people, as a matter of fact, don't really know what to believe. They're not as, there's a lot of pathetic people who just worship at the altar of Donald Trump, or they worship at the altar of climate. They just don't think. They just, okay, yep, I love Trump. Everything he says is right. Or, you know, that can apply to anything. Could apply to a minister, or a priest, or a rabbi.
Well, then there becomes no self-accountability of doing your own research. It's just, well, they said it, I'm running with that. And a lot of times you don't even know what it is you are agreeing to what you're agreeing.
So what is, other than Hageman was supported by Trump, what does she stand for? Who, what's her background? I know she's an attorney. She was involved in natural resources, water litigation, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She represented the federal government in a lot of private property cases, opened her own firm. She ran for public office 4 years ago, didn't get very far. I remember now that her father was a state rep for a number of years. And so then there are other things. She said in a statement that she decided to run against Cheney because she betrayed, Cheney betrayed Wyoming, betrayed the country, and betrayed me. Really? How is that? Because she had a different point of view from you? Is that it? Is that how it works? It's okay if that's what you feel. Apparently, 70% of the people in Wyoming voted for Trump. This is like the line in the sand, isn't it? When you get down to brass tacks, the business of who is in favor of Trump and his ideas, and especially the election, January 6th, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. This country is troubled. There are a lot of people who will throw things at the radio now because you don't respect other people's points of view. Okay, it's all right. I could say that I don't respect, but that's not the right word for it. I don't agree. I think, however, there's enough confusion when it comes to the election and what's going on with our elections. I would tell you that I think that the Democrats have kind of muddied the waters. I guess that's the best way of putting it. They have confused people with all of the various things. Democratically, the blue states, where they have all these election law changes, and anybody can vote, and you don't have to prove who you are.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah, and that gives Trump a basis for his tooting. What they've done, the Democrats, whether they realize it, they don't realize it, they want to admit it or they don't want to admit it, they've given him the platform. They've given him the entree. They've given him the opening to say, you stole the election from me. Do I think that Biden stole the election? Nah, I don't really. I don't. But that's because the Electoral College is a mess as well. So I guess I'm with them in terms, I don't know that I think Trump won, but I don't think the election or the system is geared to give everybody a voice. It just isn't. And so there's right and wrong on both sides here, as there usually is with most any issue. Is Trump, neither one of them were any good as president, because they don't see the big picture. They see their narrow scope of things and don't want to, it's my way or the highway. And that's never a good way to run anything, frankly.
And neither one was really great with public speaking when it came to the political sense, which was kind of shocking because Donald Trump, before his presidency, he seemed like he was a lot better at public speaking. Public speaking isn't the right word I'm looking for. He maybe just kind of stirred up a lot more stuff, but he didn't seem to really stumble over his words as much as President Biden does. But also, if we remember in terms of voting, Trump lost the popular vote to Clinton.
Yeah. And so George Bush lost the popular vote to Gore. Mm-hmm. And we can go back to there's three or
but
four
the
different...
Electoral College, yeah.
The popular vote went to Gore, but because the Electoral College works the way it does, when Florida came into play, George Bush got the Florida Electoral College votes.
Right, yep, that's what I said, yep.
Yeah, so anyway, what it is now, what are we going to see here? Cheney's certainly not going to go away. Okay, here we go. More distractions from the real issues. Trump is not an issue. And I suppose the January 6th thing is, really and truly. So what's going on in Alaska, you ask? Because the Liz Cheney thing is settled in Wyoming for sure. The projections are that the election, the special election in Alaska, which is using that ranked choice voting tabulation system.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that yesterday. The results to fill Don Young's term, the candidates on the ballot, you have to have 50% in order to be the number one person on that ranked list.
Yeah, and nobody received
nobody
that.
Yeah. So what do you do, start all over again?
No, I think it's now the top four. And then it continues to trickle down with that, doesn't it?
I know. It's very... This is a confusing
bit, like core math
bit
now.
Too. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so you got a lot of information here. Sarah Palin is trying to have a political comeback. She was the governor, remember, and she was vice presidential candidate and all that sort of thing. She's certainly in the public eye. and she is a big supporter of Trump. That didn't seem to carry as well in Alaska as the Trumpster in Wyoming. By any stretch of the imagination, if it had, then Palin would easily be on the top of the list. At any rate, it's confusing. In the Senate race, Senator Murkowski she's not a Trumper. The person who was is Kelly Shabaka. Is that how you pronounce that name?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there in terms of rank, Murkowski was first. Shababa, whatever her name is second, and the Democratic candidate, Ms. Chesbro, is number three, I think. Anyway, they haven't come up with a fourth candidate, and they don't need one. Murkowski was the target of Trump because she voted to convict him when he was impeached, remember? That was a whole big to-do.
Mm-hmm.
And so on it goes, up, down, sideways. I'm disappointed because I've come to think that the role Cheney played, I think the Democrats over, as they usually do, overplayed their hand or continue to overplay their hand when it comes to January 6th. The other side of it is that Trump is up to his Mickey, but he's like we've referred to, you remember? I think Ronald Reagan was the first president who was referred to as the Teflon Don, right? Nothing ever stuck. And then Clinton was like that. Nothing ever stuck. And then George W. Bush was not like that, nor should he have been, nor should Clinton have been, nor really should Reagan have been. Everybody gave him a pass. And so when you came to what sticks or doesn't stick to Trump, there's so much this stuff here, the digging around. Do I think that the Mar-a-Lago thing was sort of
that
above board?
Like,
no.
Yeah.
That was politics.
That was a pretty baseless allegation.
So, well, but the Democrats have, again, overplayed their hand, like the Republicans have when it comes to birth control, and so back and forth it goes. 18 after. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Silver.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Sugar, as you well know, adds calories to your diet. They're empty calories. There's no nutrition in sugar. It's just calories. There's no vitamins. Now, I'm talking about processed sugar. If you chew on a piece of sugar cane, that's different. There's minerals in there. There's vitamins in there. There's enzymes in there. Most of our sugar is in our drinks. It's in our food. It's something we put on our morning cereal or in our coffee.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. It's gossip, I suppose. That's one of the that's one of the terms that's used for social media content, if you will. I call it Doug's Dirt. Jay calls it fodder for great conversation.
The salacious, scandalous stuff.
Right.
And sometimes
trending.
Just silly stuff.
Yeah. So maybe this falls under silly stuff. Bryan Cranston, one of the great actors, I think, around today, television and movies, became known first for his role in Breaking Bad, even though he'd been around and played lots of character roles in lots of movies a long time before Breaking Bad got started. He and Aaron Paul are the stars of Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul is also a very substantial actor, I think, very recognizable. So there's a bronze of them in the city of Albuquerque. So is that where all of the excitement started? There's a protest going on there because of their being enshrined. We'll talk about that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
All right, so what is going on here, Jay? Albuquerque, the idea that Brian and Aaron would be heroes in the city, but there are this may not be the most wonderful thing in the world, according to some, because we're glorifying drug dealers.
But are we? Are they glorifying drug dealers? Because they're characters. They're not real people. And Breaking Bad brought a lot of jobs to New Mexico and filming, because that's where they filmed. And they're really honoring that, aren't they? It's not real people. They're not real meth dealers.
Why do people get themselves so worked up about stuff like this? But maybe it's all just a value system. Your values, my values, may be different than the people who are upset. The mayor there, a guy named Tim Keller, was the person who brought the statues to the public floor, and they're on display at the convention center in Albuquerque, if you want to go visit them. And apparently the two actors were there to pose
posing with them for the unveiling. And the mayor, Mayor Keller, even said, a lot of people are probably going to be against this and not like this, and you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
But it's a cautionary tale that was represented. So why not focus on that? And again, it's characters, not real meth dealers. And local. That show brought a lot of jobs.
Yeah, local radio host named Eddie Aragon was the one who's the leader, I think, of all this, because it gives him something to talk about and gripe about and moan and groan about. But at any rate, calm down with the backlash would be my advice. But then who listens to me? Well, a lot of people in New Mexico actually do. Thank you for that. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan is launching a sustainable finance framework to help fund its next generation of electrified vehicles, batteries, environmental technologies, and new mobility services. Proceeds from the Nissan Sustainable Finance Framework will also be used to support projects in Nissan's use of renewable energy, clean manufacturing systems, EV recharging infrastructure, battery reuse, and autonomous drive technologies. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, lost her re-election campaign by a landslide Tuesday.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Lawyer Harriet Hageman will represent the Republican ticket in November's midterm elections. China continues to threaten President Biden and the American people. Beijing's ambassador to the United States warned Tuesday it will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and prevent progress on other issues. Arizona and Nevada will face more cuts in water from the Colorado River and Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday it's blaming the drought for the cutbacks. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Biden administration has spent nearly $3.8 trillion on their agenda since Inauguration Day. As the country continues to suffer from the resulting recession, Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News calls out Democrats for putting agenda over the needs of the country.
No, what America needs right now is for these Democrat senators. I'm talking about Castro in Nevada. I'm talking about Deb Haaland in New Hampshire, Raphael Warnock in Georgia. What they need to do, Mark Kelly in Arizona, they need to actually get those hires for border control and border security so we're not losing 100,000 plus people a year to fentanyl overdoses. That's what they should be focused on in the United States Senate, not sending more employees into the IRS to harass American citizens just so they can squeeze every single dollar for their wasteful spending on green energy, which frankly does not work, is not as green as they say, and it actually pollutes the environment when you look at the entire supply chain of solar panels and wind turbines.
President Biden put $3.9 billion from student loans onto the American taxpayers to pay back more than 200,000 former students who still owe a federal student loan from their time at ITT Technical Institute will see their loan balances wiped clean, whether they applied for forgiveness or not. This brings the total amount of student loan reassignments under Biden to nearly $32 billion. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
There's a study that suggests spiders can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why did we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at 34 at the hour, Doug's Good Day program with Jay. Doug Stephan, Jay Kirshner, the focus on what there is, what's going on. I just want to sing today for whatever reason.
Huh? Do it. Life is a musical if we want it to be.
You think? Some people think it's a waste of time. I don't think there's any such thing as wasted time. Every minute counts. There's something going on every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Get it? Something's going on. And we have the chops to talk about it. This lady who was struck by lightning near the White House. You see that story? Amber Escudero. I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's a very Greek name. So she's been talking about this. She was the sole survivor of a lightning strike near the White House a week or so ago. It was her 28th birthday. She says, "I don't really remember much. This was August the 4th. She was canvassing outside the White House for a nonprofit organization. And she and there were, I guess, three or four people that were with her. They took cover underneath a tree, which is the dumbest thing you could possibly do. Mm-hmm. Didn't your mother tell you that don't ever go under a tree when there's lightning? Doesn't anybody know that anymore?
Was it just panic and then they stopped thinking or no idea, but yes, I remember hearing that from my parents on PSAs and commercials on TV and radio and learning about that in school.
Yeah. So she survived, but three other people didn't. There was a 76-year-old, a man and his wife, actually, James Muller and his wife, Donna. They were celebrating their anniversary. There was also, a guy from L.A., who was in D.C. for business. They all ran under the tree. Wow. Mm-hmm. And lightning is fire, basically. It's an electrical fire. So the lady who survived has lots of burns on her body, and she says, I don't feel good about being the only one who survived. I think I'd feel great.
Well, she's definitely dealing with survivor's guilt, which can be very common, and just kind of that whole wondering, why me, why did I survive, and the guilt that other people didn't. And she that was not in her control, none of it, other than going under the tree, but she couldn't have stopped those other people from going under the tree.
Mm-hmm. But no, not at all. Just everybody was sort of random that they were there all together. But put yourself in that position. That's what I always do. I think, what would it have been like if I were in that position? Jay, what would it have been like if you were in that position? And all the people listening to the program, what would it have been like if you were there? And you either had the experience or you saw what happened. I think some people would just freeze. Right?
Oh,
my God. Or you'd run away. But you know.
And especially with a lightning strike. I don't know much about lightning strikes and what happens after the fact, but is the body still charging with energy? Would anybody be able to touch them to help these poor victims right away? I feel like if I were in that situation, like this specific situation, I don't think I would know what to do. Other situations, I hope I would, but this one, I feel like there might be that intimidation of not wanting to try to help or touch them in case they're still dealing with like electricity or electrical stuff going on in the body.
Yeah, here's what I would think, knowing what I do about electricity. If you have, you're protected. Let's say you're outside and there's an electrical storm, or you touched a wire or something. You have rubber boots on; it doesn't affect you. The reason that you have an impact is because the lightning goes through you to the ground. The lightning wants to find the positive charge. Lightning is a negative charge. It wants to find the positive, like a battery. So the lightning goes to and is connected to the ground. That's why, you know, in electricity, you need a live and you need a ground in order for electricity to work. So getting it to the ground is what's important. So if it goes through your body and goes through the ground, it's gone. It's not in your body anymore. That would be the way I'd read it, based on what I remember learning about earth science back in the 10th grade. So whether I'm completely right or completely wrong, that's what I remember about charges of electricity. And because I work with it all the time on the farm, the various three-phase, single-phase, that kind of stuff, we do a lot of our own wiring, and I know that sometimes there are three wires, a positive, a negative, and a ground. And so, but anyway, in this circumstance, the body is a conduit, just like the tree. We're all organic material. So the tree is a conduit. The lightning likes the tree. The lightning likes the ground. The lightning, when you put up a lot of people have on their homes, a lot of big buildings have lightning rods on them. The lightning rod will take the charge and bring it to the ground. Instead of going to the house, a friend of mine, some folks who live in the next town, their home was destroyed 2 weeks ago because it got hit by lightning. And it was, it just blew the roof off the house. The people were in the house. Luckily, they didn't get killed. If you look at the house now, it was being torn down. I went by it yesterday, but it was like the whole roof just boom. Because the lightning's trying to get to the ground. And if your house happens to be in the way, then kaboom. It's going to happen. So, and also, there was a sort of in relation to that, there were a couple of soldiers from Fort Benning who died. Another weather-related event. This one, two were in, let's see, Second Lieutenant Evan Fitzgibbon, Staff Sergeant George Tabay. They succumbed to injuries in the weather. They were out. They were from the Army's Maneuver Center in Fort Benning. They were with three other, Rangers squad. There were three other Rangers sheltering during this training mission. And they were struck by a falling tree that got hit by lightning. So once again, here it is. This kind of stuff's going on all over the wild weather in the south now. We have drought all over the place, and we have these wild storms everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Droughts or floods.
All right. So speaking of the drought, Lake Mead. Human rhythm.
And then here's another one.
Here we go. Another body found in Lake Mead. The remains were found in the Swim Beach area. The third or fourth set, isn't it? Skeletal remains that have been found since the water started going down in the drought.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was shot back in the 1970s in a barrel. He was in a barrel. Oh, that was an accident, right? There was no message being sent.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I mean, you probably shouldn't laugh about it because somebody must have loved this person.
Yeah, and heartbreaking, but also this apparently was shot in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
So, is it one of those things that enough time has passed?
Wouldn't
or are we just morbid and we're just jerks?
No, we're not morbid. We're not jerks. I think we're observers of the realities of our time. So also, not only do we have a problem here in America, but there's been a lot of talk about what was going on in Europe. Here's the story of a Welsh village submerged underwater. It has been for, it's kind of like Atlantis. Remember the lost city of Atlantis?
Oh, yeah.
And all the stories about that. Well, this village, which goes back to the 19th century, the 1800s, has resurfaced because of the drought over in Wales and all over England, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, they found remnants of homes and roads, and it's a full-on village.
Right, exactly. So there is this sort of thing that's going on. Temperatures are really wild over in England. If I were in England right now, I'd be very uncomfortable, and so would you.
And they are not used to this. And there's not central air is, it's not the normal.
No, nope. So anyway, I'm reminded of Quabbin Reservoir here in Massachusetts, which was created by the Works Progress Administration in the 1930s. There was a community called Quabbin, and it was in a valley, and there was water. They were trying to put together the water system to feed Boston and the suburbs, and so they moved everybody out of this town, and they plugged up both ends of the community. Like, they built a dam on both sides. Actually, there's a dam on one end, but there's not a dam on the other. And it filled up with water because there was a river running through it. So they plugged up the river. They moved everybody out, and they tore down most of the homes, but not all of them. If you fly over Quabbin Reservoir in central Massachusetts on a clear day and look down the water, you can see old houses in the reservoir from where people were, they lived there, and then they were told to move out. They were relocated so that the state could build a reservoir to make sure there was enough water flowing east. I get my water, the public water supply here in Framingham comes from Quabbin. It's a huge, I remember when they redid there was a problem with the superstructure. There's an aqueduct that runs from Quabbin into Boston, and it runs right under my street. And they had, for 4 or 5 years, they rebuilt the aqueduct. It was big enough for trucks and excavators to go down into the pipeline to redo it. They cemented the pipe so that the water would be secure and not leaking out all over the place, which was happening. But, and they had, about every 4 miles, they had an exit from the dig. This was the second big dig, they called it. But imagine, think about that. The pipe is big enough to get a dump truck into it. And that's when they brought a cement, you know, cement mixtures went down there, the dump trucks. Yeah. In order to make sure
big.
That. Yeah, it was very big. Yep. So that's the water story. I have another story for you, and it has to do with, I guess, the water content of your body. Do you have a lot of extra water? Sometimes extra weight is water, what they call water weight. So that's pretty easy to get rid of. A little exercise, a little here and there. But then there are other kinds of weight, the fat kind of weight that is harder to eliminate and harder to keep off once you do get rid of it the first time. So my suggestion is that you look into Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the way, the best way. It's not the only way, but it's the best way in America. And people are finding out about this around the world. A lot of people in Canada are using this product as well. It's a perfect supplement for everybody in the family who's losing weight and wants to keep it off. Been around for 25 years. What a story they have. And you can see the story by going to toploss.com. That's their website. When you're there and you're convincing yourself, hey, this is a good way. This is all natural. Doesn't interfere with any medications. Yep, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay on this to keep my weight off, keep myself healthy. Go to toploss.com. You get, this is a BOGO deal, 90 days free with a 90-day supply. You use the discount code Doug for that and for free shipping. Doug, the discount code at toploss.com to get healthy and stay healthy the right way with Calitrin.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a...
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for Farm Food and Family Connections. Jay Kirshner and I here to review some of the big news from the food department. And here is a fabulous, this is so important, this ice cream story. Everybody listen up. There's a new study suggesting that ice cream is a healthier choice than a multigrain bagel. How about that? Better than saltine crackers.
See, that one's interesting. I understand the bagel one, but the fact that it's better than saltine crackers, is it because of the protein in the ice cream?
Well, I don't, listen, you're asking the wrong guy. I just know ice cream is better for you. I tell everybody who comes to visit my farm to have my ice cream. It's health food. And now I've been proven right. We're going to put this survey up on the side of the ice cream bus that you can see. If you go to easilyfarm.com, look at the ice cream bus. This survey is going to be there bigger than life.
Yeah.
Right?
A big bagel that's crossed down says better than a bagel.
Right. When you compare foods, this study done at Tufts University gives an ice cream cone with nuts and chocolate ice cream a 37, while a multi-grain.
Choices too.
Yep. Multigrain bagel has a 19. Saltine crackers have a 7 on the value scale. How about that? Sweet potato chips are also good, healthy choices. Fritos chips were given a 55. Huh? Fritos. What about Doritos? What's the story with... I saw the story about Doritos. They got 2 new tasty flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They have ketchup, ketchup flavor, and a mustard flavor.
Like new flavors inspired by things, and they have this series that the flavors are inspired by condiments, and right now it's ketchup or spicy mustard, which I understand the spicy mustard because mustard pretzels are really good, but ketchup, no. Just ketchup needs to die a miserable death. Nobody needs ketchup. It's awful.
Okay, that's the story from Jay. In a moment, old school buses get a new life on the farm after this.
paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Okay, here's a very interesting reality, but I get it because as a former bus owner, this is one of the things we were just talking about this off the air. My past lives have had all kinds of experiences related to them, and that's maybe what makes me a good storyteller. I was in the bus business. I had school buses, about 400 of them at one time, and I ran the transit business between Boston and Worcester, the buses at the airport anyway. So this story is about repurposing school buses on farms. And the reason that that makes sense is because all the old farmers used to be the school bus drivers. After World War II, when school buses were introduced to bring children to school, the farmers were the natural, they were out the furthest, they were the natural people to have the school buses. So a lot of them still have old-time school buses on their farms. And, you know, they're good on the farm because anybody can drive them. They carry watermelons from the field to the packing house. They carry strawberries from the field. A lot of them put tanks on the back of them to carry water, to either water, you know, potable water or non-potable water in them. But it's very cool because they use them for bringing even the workers into town, for groceries, that sort of thing.
Or taking the produce to the farmer's market. And I've even been seeing a lot of them where they're not running. The buses aren't even running anymore. It's just kind of this refurbished mainstay.
Well, it turns into
like a produce stand.
If you look at my website, this is perfect because I still have three old buses on the farm. I use a couple of them to keep parts in. But there's one that we use for the ice cream bus. And if you see, look at the Easley Farm website, EASTLEIGH, you'll see the bus, the ice cream bus there. We call it the Moo Bus, but it's been repurposed as an ice cream stand. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great, people say, what's that? So anyway, congratulations to all the farmers who are using those old school buses. Good for you. Recycling. 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.